What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Mama K's Place. What's up, what it do? Come on in, come on through. I am your favorite host with the number one podcast in the universe, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. I'm so happy and so grateful to be here with you guys today. I just have a really quick message for you guys. I want you guys to really kind of loosen up for this one, you know, relax, take a deep breath, you know, light up the bleezy fo sheezy, okay, you know what I'm saying, but first off, I hope you guys had an amazing weekend, okay, that's first things first. But second, I want you to know that God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Okay? Stop thinking that, you know, just because you were never qualified for anything else, or maybe, you know, you were rejected for something else that's similar to something else, you know. Some of y'all tend to forget that your rejection is always God's protection. You know, somebody rejecting you or walking away from you, or an opportunity that doesn't, you know, take you up, or whatever it might be, whatever situation, you need to fit it as it resonates, or, well, don't attempt to fit it if it doesn't, if that part of the message or this message might not be for you. But make sure you send it to somebody else, because it could definitely be for them. And y'all need to be looking out for your friends and your family by sending them, you know, these podcasts, because you never know who could be on their last leg, their last string, and they just need to somebody that they don't even know to speak the words that can help save their life, or, you know, put them in a better position to be better and do better, you know. So check me out, right? Let's say y'all got this idea. Whoever it is that's listening, let's say you got this idea, right? And you're just overthinking it. Or maybe, you know, you met this fly ass girl and she's gonna let you take her on a date, right? And you're not like these lames that you ask her, you know, well, what do you want to do, you know? And she is top tier, a goddess, a divine feminine, right? And you're just overthinking, like, how can I make this possible? You know, how can I, or same, it don't matter. Okay, gender does not matter. I don't care about none of the labels and stuff like that. City has a ghost. Anyway, you're overthinking this new project. You're overthinking this new idea that you have for your business, or a business idea, and you're like, you know, how can I make this possible? You know, why did this idea even come to me? Like, is this real? First of all, any idea that comes to your mind and it just looks beautiful, it looks fun, it makes you feel good inside, it makes you want to work on it all day and all night, you just feel passionate about it, it's because you were specifically chosen to handle this vision that God created, okay? The Most High gave you access to be able to either, you know, hear through your spiritual ears, see through your spiritual eyes, you know, meditate and receive the message, whatever it is, right? You got the download on this vision. You were chosen because you are the one, the only one that can do this the way that you're supposed to. You're overthinking it. You're thinking, wow, I don't know if I got the tools. I don't know if I got the money. I don't know if I have the mindset, the creativity. I don't know if I, yeah, look. You were picked because you're a chosen one. You are divine. If you're listening to this right now, you are special, because not a lot of people worry about their spirit, or not even worry about their spirit, but take the time to develop their spirit, or cater and feed into their spirit and fill up their cup, as well as, you know, go teach somebody else this information. You know what I'm saying? So some of y'all are even contemplating like, oh my gosh, when is it going to be done? I was chosen for this idea. You know that you're chosen. You know that it was for you. You're like, when is it going to be done? You know, when am I going to do that? How am I going to get all the way there? Rather than breaking it up pieces by pieces, you know, just doing a little something here, a little something there, a little splash of this here. You're overthinking, and it's causing you to have analysis paralysis. You're being paralyzed by your own thoughts, you know, or some of y'all might feel like you're running out of time right now. You know, it's a time limit on you doing this because that means somebody else is going to hurry up and do it, or you need to pay your bills, or you need to do this, or you need to do. No. Okay. Let that go. Some of y'all are feeling like you're just not ready. You're just not confident in yourself. You're just like, man, I'm going to wait on this to do that. I'm going to wait till I got this much money. I'm going to wait till I got this many followers. I'm going to wait till whatever your excuses might be. Okay. And I need you guys to know and understand that all of that is BS. Stop overthinking. Stop allowing these thoughts to manifest and tell you that you're not good enough. Stop allowing these thoughts to sit and feel at ease in your mind. Make your mind a home. They don't belong. You know what I'm saying? So it's about that time that you take control and you realize that you're the one that was chosen. You didn't, even if you don't feel like you were qualified, God does. You have the power to do any and everything that you want to do. The reason that certain visions pop up into your head is because you specifically are the one that is going to be the shit at what you do. Nobody else is going to be able to do it like you. And that's why you were chosen. That's why you got that vision. That's why you got that idea. There is a hawk gliding in front of my window, and this is the closest that it's ever been before. Like, it comes all the time, but this is the closest it's ever been, and it's like it's hovering. Like, it's not even, it's I can't even explain it, but that's the message. That's confirmation that somebody needs to make sure that you're listening. If you weren't really listening and you dozed off or dazed off, go back and rewind and listen, because some of y'all ain't been listening, and it's time to get on. It's time to get on task. Okay, so stop real quick, take a deep breath in through your nose, and out through your mouth. And for somebody that needs to know, when you breathe in through your nose, you need to be expanding your stomach. Like you're filling up a balloon with air. You breathe in through your nose and puff your stomach out as far as it can, as if the air is filling your stomach. And then when you blow out through your mouth, you allow your stomach to go in as all the air exits. That is how you breathe, okay? A lot of people have the issue with, breathing through your mouth. You're supposed to breathe through your nose, okay? But that's another topic for another day, you feel me? But anyways, listen. You were given this vision, this opportunity. You were given this whatever it is. Because you were handpicked. You were crafted to be able to handle this, and nobody else can handle it like you. Nobody. So stop second guessing God's vision. It's always bigger than us. It's always bigger than you. It is always bigger than you. You are the shit. And that's what you need to know. You are being tested because right now you're in the gym. Yeah, I remember when, you would be in whatever sport it is that you would play. And, you know, either somebody did something or somebody kept doing something that wasn't right. So y'all have to do it again and again and again until y'all learn, right? or even in class, or even with your parents. You do it again and again, you get the same punishment, or you learn the same lesson until you get it right, right? And then after a while, it just sort of becomes muscle memory, or it sort of just becomes second nature in your subconscious mind to not do that anymore. So then you don't make the same mistake that you once would have made. And your mom and your dad are like, oh, okay, look, you learned your lesson from the last time. Or your coach is like, okay, good shit. You're proving that you're learning. You know, you're putting in the work. You're in the gym, right? You're able to add extra weights. So your personal trainer is like, okay, you know, it's you picking up weight. You getting the gains in, okay? That is exactly what God is doing with you. You're being tested in the gym. All these L's, these lessons that you've been learning, yeah, that is just you putting your reps in. That is just you learning how to make this easier for you so that you're working smarter and not harder. And that is also lightweight, you know? And then comes more weight and you get better and better, right? God is your personal trainer. And also, if you have been getting the thought of going back to the gym or working out, or you've been feeling bad about not working out, you don't have no energy, whatever, you need to get up and go to the gym. This is your confirmation. But anyways, besides that, you know, those weren't losses, you know, those were lessons the entire time. The lessons help you better understand when the test is coming back again. So when the next time when that play happens, or the next time when that person comes to talk to you, or the next time when somebody's about to do something that you know got your ass whooped the last time, you're going to say, hey, nah, I'm not going to do that again, because the last time I got my ass whooped, or the last time I got in trouble. So let me make sure that I listen this time. Let me make sure that I don't lift this too fast. Let me make sure that I'm not eating this before I go do this time. Let me make sure that I pay attention to what my instructor or my teacher or my mom or my dad is telling me to do, so that they don't pop me upside my damn head for not listening. You know what I'm saying? So now you understand that they were lessons. Now these lessons can help you better understand, so when it's spin the block, you can be catapulted to a higher high. You can be catapulted to another level. This is like everybody that has been with me over these past 2 years, y'all know I love to say, you know, I love to play The Sims, especially when there's a story mode, because you advance to the next level once you get it right. And that's what this is like to me, because I'm the creator. I get to choose. I have the decision to make, you know? So that being said, you need to make sure that you're taking the time to reflect and go back and understand, what did you do wrong last time? Or what did you do right last time? What did you do that put you in a position of stagnancy last time, so that you can not do that this time? What, you know, if you would have went left instead of going right, you know, and ending up taking that detour, how quicker would you have gotten there? But make sure that you always do remember, for some of y'all, when there is a detour in your life, stop allowing it to think that you're being taken out of the game. If you cannot do something, it's for a reason. His rejection is for your protection. So understand that when you do have to take a detour, enjoy the view and slow down.